The Ipswich mayoral by-election this Saturday. Ipswichians, Ipswichites will go to the polls to decide who should replace Paul Pasali. Now, each day last week I spoke to one of the candidates in the order they'll appear on the ballot. Each got 4 minutes to put their case forward to let us know what they will do for Ipswich. I'll be doing the same this week at the same time. And today it is the turn of Queensland's longest serving councillor and the current acting mayor of Ipswich, Paul Tully. He's also the front runner, according to polling. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Glad to join you.
Mate, the 4 minutes doesn't start yet. I just want to answer one question very quickly,
right,
not related to the election. You don't get the Eco holiday in Ipswich, do
we
you?
We don't. No, it's just a normal day, and there'll be a lot of people who work in Brisbane, live in Ipswich, who'll actually be voting at the pre-poll on Wednesday here in the city.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they can vote.
When did that change? Because I'm sure when I went to school at Ipswich, say late 80s, early 90s, I'm sure we had the Eco show day off.
Some of the kids, some of the schools still have the Brisbane exhibition holiday, but our public holiday for our show is in May. So,
Dog's breakfast.
Yeah,
dog's breakfast.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, now let's... Okay, the clock will start at the end of my first question. I feel like Tony Barber or Glenn Ridge. The clock starts now. Paul, you've been with the Ipswich City Council for 38 years. That's a long time. But some people may not realise, after being a long-serving councillor, it runs in the family. It was a previous record set by your great-uncle.
It was. Alfred Tully Stevenson, who'd been the mayor on a number of occasions back about 70 years ago. And, yes, it's not a close family connection, but it's certainly there, and I hope to follow in his tradition.
And now you want the top job.
Well, yes, and that's being decided this Saturday. I'm very passionate about Ipswich. I have been for a long time. I have that passion to see us succeed. We hit 200,000 earlier in the year in January with 200,000 population. That will grow to over 500,000 people in the next 24 years, according to state government figures. So we're only on the cusp of what the Western Corridor and Ipswich will be able to deliver to southeast Queensland.
Paul, you've worked closely with Paul Pasali over the last few years. Are you concerned that the allegations levelled towards him, they would rub off on you?
No, I'm not.
Or at least put a question mark over.
Yeah, I'm not personally concerned. I've only been the deputy mayor since April of last year, and he had another deputy mayor prior to that. I think he still commands a lot of support. There was a poll in the Queensland Times and the Courier Mail in the last few days showing that had he stood, and he did indicate to me that he was thinking of re-standing for mayor, that he would have got over 40% of the vote. And on optional preferential voting, he would have won the election. So there's still a lot of support, I think, not so much for his current predicament, but what he did for the city, what he achieved, how he put us on the map and worked closely with the various state premiers over the years to, you know, really promote Ipswich's position in Queensland.
It's remarkable, those numbers, those polls. I saw them over the weekend and just went, that is unbelievable, considering the allegations levelled against him.
Yeah.
Now, just saying that, or on that, do you say that you'll continue that good work, or do you have to divorce yourself from that and go, well, this is, I'm my own man and I'm going to go this way?
Well, I think, with Paul, a lot of, you know, the matters that he's now facing are more personal activities rather than, you know, any allegations in respect of his role as the actual mayor of the city. But what I offer is a strong financial management to the city, improved community facilities, and a lot of projects that I'm, you know, prepared to take up, even as recently as this weekend, saying that we want an NRL team in the Western Corridor, and we've been pushing for that for a while. There's a whole host of other issues that, you know, local issues, pushing for the electric rail to be extended from Springfield to Redbank Plains and the Ripley Valley. I guess I'm the person who's sort of very passionate as well, and I will continue the fight on many, many fronts to represent the people of Ipswich.
All right, outside of the rail and the NRL teams, what else? What are your priorities?
Well, there's a few other things in relation to job creation, industrial estates. We have the Swan Bank estate. We have the Redbank Motorway estate, where the $5 billion land, 400 contract for the army tanks might be built. We need to push our position for industrial land, job creation in our city, and the opportunities for our young people to be able to live, work and play in our city.
All right, the polls say you're ahead. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it all depends, I guess. Some politicians say that they don't want to be ahead by too much because people may pull back. But I feel feeling confident. You know, Ipswich is a large city, 1,090 square kilometres in area, running from Gales and Springfield right through to Grantchester. I'm getting a lot of good support on the ground from people, and I'm pretty confident that I'll get over the line on Saturday night.
All right, Paul. I hope Saturday goes well for you in polling. Good to talk to you, Paul Tully. There, thank you very much. The acting mayor of Ipswich.